I was in the middle of the field, so I just laid flat in the field.
And we witnesses, including the Republican congressional baseball team, heard dozens or maybe even 100 blasts. They scrambled for cover. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake knew right away Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise had been shot.
He was playing second base, fielding balls at the time. Steve's okay, we believe.
He got about 15 feet into center field and had no choice but to lay motionless. He was flown to the hospital from that baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia. And we've just learned Scalise's office has tweeted that the majority whip is in good spirits as he headed into surgery for his hip wound. But Flake says four other people were wounded.
After a time, another staffer ran in with a leg wound, shot in the leg, one of Roger Williams' staffers. He'd been shot in the field and just continued to run limp and into the dugout.
Flake used his belt as a tourniquet to stop the bleeding. Williams is from Texas, by the way. Two Capitol Police officers guarding Scalise as a successor to the president were also wounded, and the rifleman was shot and taken into custody. Police have not identified him. The Republicans were practicing for their annual charity baseball game. Authorities call this a targeted attack. Member of Congress shot, KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage with reaction from Utah's congressional delegation. Mary.
Peter, no members of Utah's congressional delegation were at the field. They're not on the baseball team. But Representative Chris Stewart says everyone back there is trying to find out more about what happened.
I'm here in Congress, so of course we were having conversations as we see people across the hall and, you know, talking to people on the phone and trying to just catch up with friends of mine who were there. And Dr. Wenstrup, who sits with me on the Intelligence Committee, was one of the doctors who, you know, attended some of those who'd been shot.
Stewart joined us live on KSL News Radio, and he said he is heartbroken and angry about this. Senator Mike Lee told Fox News just a moment ago that baseball and Congress are symbols of a free society.
Obviously very frightening, but I hope that it won't have to change a whole lot of how we operate, of the fact that we do feel free and we feel safe most of the time.
Senator Hatch, Representative Chaffetz, Mia Love, all tweeting about their concern. Also gratitude for the U.S. Capitol Police. Love is on the congressional softball team. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.